the builders got complete control, and the subcontracted all the work out. You know, the subcontracted
out. What do you mean by they got complete control? Who had control before that?
Yeah, well, the unions had control before that. Like, if the union said no, it was no. But now it came to the stage that the unions were inclined to back down and give them too much leeway. It's unfortunately, I was a part of it for myself for years. I was vice chairman of the Cork Bricklayers Association for 7 years. But we kind of gave in to them. We gave in the sense that at one stage, if you were a subcontractor, you were barred from the bricklayers' union. You weren't allowed into it. But that all changed. And the builders subbed all the work out. By subbing it out, you were the subcontractor, I was in charge, but you paid me the going rate. But you didn't pay me sick money or, you know, wet time. And we lost all that. We lost holidays over it. And, well, I didn't know, to be honest, because I was with Harney Books and it was a different kettle of fish with me. But most of the bricklayers kind of lost. No, they made money. Don't get me wrong. There was big money to be made at the time. And I think that's what happened to them. They got greedy and they didn't want to, like we said, they wouldn't want to spend 2 or 3 hours down the sewer when they could be laying blocks and getting so much a block for them. That, I think, was what happened to trade. Today, I don't know what it is like because I'm not in it, as you know. But they got greedy and it spoiled the trade. Because there was, you couldn't walk into a builder no, and get a job. You had to go to a subcontractor. If the subcontractor didn't like you, you wouldn't get a job. Now, unfortunately, they say if you can't lick them, join them. I did. I became a subcontractor. But I became more of a contractor than a subcontractor because I took on complete building and that I was at that for, 15 years, I think.